Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Buddy, Keith Simpson here from Neral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
Boom, and we are back. Big shout out to Neral Toyota, our title sponsor. We do appreciate your ongoing support. Thad, Nimmer, Keith, all the boys and girls down there, you rock. Now, as you can tell, I am not on the set of the Max City Morning Show. I'm at the Keg, so big shout out to them for allowing us to film here today. Really do appreciate that. Now, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Christina Gidge. I've been at the Keg for about 6 years here, just about.
Wow.
And kind of do a little bit of everything.
Okay.
Bartend, serving, managing, wherever they need help.
And so. Was it a joke? Are you in a band?
No, I'm in a band, yeah.
I thought they might have been teasing you.
I'm not here, we're doing classic rock covers on the weekends.
Okay.
Yeah, we find us at one of the bars in town playing.
Very cool. Yep. Well, the music's going, I don't know if we're picking it up with the microphones right now, but you guys asked, can we turn off the... If you wanted to turn down the music, said, no, man, the music here is banging today.
Yeah.
So, classic rock, where in town? What's the band called again?
No, Crosswind. So, we actually got together during COVID lockdowns and stuff, really, and all ready for our first show, and everything shut down again. But we've been playing at least once or twice a month for the last year, coming up on a year now.
Okay, and where? What bars, what restaurants, what garages?
Yeah, usually... EVP or Black Horse, sometimes Patty's, something like that. We'll be at Rib Fest next weekend and the casino next month. So
okay, so what position in the bar? What's your spot? Oh. Or not in the band?
Lead singer. Yeah,
Singer?
We have some really talented guys playing with us, yeah.
Cool. Well, yeah. How'd you get it? I should be asking about the Keg, but we're on a different topic.
Yeah.
How did you get into singing?
I used to work for the dinner theater in Newfoundland before I came up here. So we used to do tribute shows, ABBA, Beatles, Motown, kind of everything.
Yeah.
So that kind of got my feet wet, performing in front of people.
Right.
And I haven't really touched it since I moved up here. And then some guys I knew in passing came in here from time to time, actually.
Yeah.
We'd sit at the bar and we chat about music and stuff. So.
That's cool.
Yeah, invited me over one time and went really well.
That's great.
Yeah.
So during COVID, that gave you guys a great opportunity to practice.
Oh,
just
yeah,
not
we, yeah, yeah, yeah. We spent a lot of time. That's how we passed our time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to instruments, do you play any instruments or you just got a beautiful voice? That's your spot.
I could get myself through an open mic night. I don't bother competing with them. Little bit of guitar.
Right.
Piano if I had to get myself out of jam, but don't consider myself as much a musician. Yeah.
Okay.
It's my theory.
What's your genre? I know what the genre of music you guys perform, but what's your favorite genre of music to listen to?
I listen to a lot of this stuff, the folk that's playing and stuff. Other than that, I honestly do. I'm a big classic rock person.
Right.
Anything rock.
I have a question then in regards to, I don't understand how it works. I don't know how people have the brains to keep all of those lyrics in their head. There's certain songs I just know the lyrics to, no problem. I can spit a rap out to a Snoop song, no problem.
Yeah.
But when you guys are doing all of these different artists, what's your process? How do you remember all of that? I don't get it. Do you have a thing in your ear?
I have a little bit of a cheat down here. I usually keep the iPad as it's my safety net. I try not to use it as a crutch, but I just need, if I have a jumping off point for each verse and stuff, it's just my security blanket.
That's a good security blanket.
I'm weaning myself off it. I did it for years at dinner theater without that.
Yeah.
but I just...
Because, like, yeah. Right now, James Brown is playing, yeah. If you can't hear it.
Yeah.
Like, I know a James Brown song, and I can sing this.
Yeah.
But only because I'm hearing it. If you ask me to say these lyrics...
Yeah. No, I have a bad tendency to do that when I'm learning songs, too. And then I get on stage, and I'm like, oh, the song doesn't move forward without me, so I should...
Keep going.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Cool. So, listen, we got to talk about the kid for a little bit, because we're here.
Sure.
So... You've been here for 6 years now.
Just about, yep.
I've been told you're like the Swiss Army knife of the keg in regards
that
to
sounds
you
about
can
right.
kind of do
yeah.
it all.
Yeah.
So explain what that means.
Oh, gosh. I don't know, just over time. Kind of just filled in the gaps wherever we needed. Started out serving just in the dining room, and they realized, you know, they could use my help on other stuff, so started serving in the lounge, and then they wrote me into bartending because they were like, well, you're, why not?
Right,
so
right.
I was like, all right. But it's nice because I always have, I don't know, something to, of interest. Yeah,
yeah,
change it up. I do something different almost every day that I come in. And it's nice to, yeah, I don't know. I just feel helpful. Like I enjoy doing that.
Nice. Yep. Now, when you were learning all these different roles, was this something that you said, hey, look, I would like to learn this? Or was this something that said, hey, you have skill set, let us show you this? How did that all...
Basically that. Yeah. They were
today.
Like, you know what would be helpful? Let's train you for this week.
Right.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I never say no to learning.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Now, you said you're from Newfoundland originally. What part of Newfoundland?
Yes, Central. So, Grand Falls, Windsor.
Okay. I've been to Grand Falls a number of times.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have nice trail systems.
Yeah.
Paved trails. I used to bring my skateboard to Newfoundland, and I would try to go skateboarding or longboarding when I was like flying into Deer Lake and the Cornerbrook area, and it was a death trap.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah,
hills.
Maybe not in Cornerbrook.
Yeah, but where you are, you can actually
not
like,
too bad.
Cruise
yeah.
a little bit.
Yeah.
So, what brought you out to Fort McMurray?
Following my other half, really.
Okay.
Yeah, the classic
there
story.
You go.
Yeah,
that's all right.
Yeah,
and you guys have been here for 6 years in total.
Now he's been here for probably twice as long as me.
Okay.
And then would come back and forth a little bit. I was looking for a change of pace, and there was no reason not to come up. It was great.
Right.
Stumbled into an open interview at the Keg here, the first week I was here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is the first place you've ever worked?
Yeah. In Fort McMurray, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. No, it just worked out great. When I came up to visit, we happened to stop in here for supper on our last night, and we were like, this is a nice restaurant.
Yeah.
So... When I came back, that's what I asked him in the interview. I was like, what's the vibe here? Like, what's the atmosphere?
Right.
And they were like, it's a family. And I was like, okay, I can get on board with that.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
That's awesome. So, like, you've been here for 6 years. You haven't gone anywhere else.
No.
What is it about the family atmosphere that makes you want to stay here at the Keg for this duration of time?
I just think everybody takes a lot of pride in, like, I consider it like not my restaurant, but like it's our restaurant.
I feel some ownership to it.
Yeah,
that's
like
cool.
I do take a lot of pride in it, and I feel like we all do.
Right,
like, we consider it our guests. That come in here.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now listen, I don't order my own food. When I go to restaurants,
yeah.
I don't order my own food. I let the waitress or the waiter order my food. I used to be a recruiter. I used to be on the road all the time. So I found I was like ordering the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
So if you were my waitress and I was coming into the Keg today, what would you order for me? I don't have any allergies. I can eat anything. And it's not what you think I would like. It's if you were me, what would you order right now?
I find that anytime we bring in a featured dish,
mm-hmm.
it's not just like this week's special or we could get this.
Right.
It's like thought out. I don't think I've ever had a feature that I didn't like.
Okay.
So I think it's worth taking a chance on a feature here.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can modify it, even add it to like your current favorite anyway.
Okay.
So like right now we have like goat cheese and pecan sirloin, so like anything with goat cheese is always a hit with me. And then the same with our seasonal like drink features and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, even tonight, like the Rye and Ginger 2.0s are on special, so like it's just like a twist on a Rye and Ginger, but
right.
it's made with ginger beer and like syrups
right.
and stuff, and it's just nice that you can take a classic and kind of just put a little spin on it.
Okay.
And
so I'd be getting whatever's on special tonight.
Yeah, basically, whatever our current features are. There's always a nice, like, fresh option here.
There we go.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I know that we're probably close to or over the amount of time that I have you for today, so I want to thank you very much for being a guest. Do appreciate it. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights.
Yeah.
Have fun.
I'll shout out to my boys in the band, Crosswind, and my better half, Andrew Wall. Thank you so much, guys.
There you go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. All the boys and girls down there, thank you for your ongoing support. And stay tuned. You're about to see an awesome commercial. Hope you're having a great day. Peace. It's all about getting that job. The dream job. Or any job for that matter. It blows my mind how many people don't prepare for their interviews. You need to prepare for the interview to get the job, to get the money. So prepare for the interview. Now you guys see me here sitting crisscross applesauce every day, but the fact of the matter is I was in human resources for over a decade in the oil and gas industry, primarily focusing on recruiting. So I know a thing or two when it comes to those interviews. So sign up for the course. Trust me, you won't regret it. Now back to the show.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.